אנחנו לומדים מתוך הספר כתבי רבש.
We're studying from the writings of Rabash, third volume, article Dalet Malachim, for angels or for kings. You're welcome to enter our website where you can find the article and send us questions, and selected questions from kab.tv will be aired live. Writings of Rabash, third volume, page 1799 in the Hebrew text. There's no English text. Article Dalet Malachim. In the Zohar, it says, there were four kings. What one asked for, the other one did not ask for. David said, I shall chase my enemies and reach them and shall not return until I destroy them. Asa was more fearful. He wanted to chase after his enemies, but not to fight with them. And the Creator will slay them. Yoshaphat would also be asking, and he said, I cannot chase nor slay them. Rather, I will sing, and you will slay them. And the Creator did it so. Hizkiah, the king of Yehuda, also said, I cannot sing, nor chase, nor wage war. What is written? And at midnight, he struck the camp of Ashur, Assyria. Hizkiah would be sitting at his home, and the Creator was slaying them. We can see from here that a person cannot say that he lacks any natural talents or the force of overcoming, so that he be able to win the war with his enemies. Rather, even if he has no strength, meaning not to wage war like David, and not to chase after them like Asa, and not to sing like Jehoshaphat, rather, he sits at home and does nothing like Hizkiah. However, we need to ask of the Creator, and then the Creator helps him. Meaning, we only need a desire, but it has to be a strong desire. And the meaning of a strong desire is that this desire does not give room to the other desires to enter the body, the guf. Rather, he goes with this desire constantly, and then the Creator helps him. However, if there's no strong desire, rather the desire that he wants to win the war of the inclination also gives room to other desires to enter the guf, the body, then the prayer that he prays to the Creator, which is called a desire, is not a complete, whole prayer. And this is like the story that they say about a Hasid who entered his rabbi, who was famous as miracle workers. And he asked the rabbi to bless him so that he would succeed in his livelihood. He was a carpenter, so he blessed him to succeed in his... Sorry, he was a shoemaker, so he blessed him to succeed in shoemaking. When the Hasid came back home, his friends told him, well, you see that you don't do well in shoemaking. However, we see that carpentry is a good craft, so study carpentry and become a carpenter. However, after he worked in his new profession, he also didn't have livelihood. Then again, he went to the righteous and told him that he's now a carpenter yet has no livelihood. So the righteous has blessed him to succeed in carpentry. When he came home, his friends told him, you see that you cannot make a living out of carpentry. And in the profession of tinsmith, there is profit. There's, you can make livelihood. So study that profession and become a tinsmith. Time went by. He did not succeed in his tinsmith work. He again went to the righteous and said he has no livelihood. So again, the righteous blessed him to have success. And when he came home, the friends told him, now everybody is working electricity and they all do well. Therefore, study this profession. Mike, like the previous times, he did not see any blessing in his work. So again, he went to the righteous and he asked him, why all those that the righteous blesses, they see the blessing and they succeed in their work, in their livelihood, the blessings of the rabbi do come, do work, but I don't. And the righteous told him that he should come the next day, then he'll give him an answer as he has to contemplate this. The next day, when he came to the righteous, he answered, "Listen, my son, when I blessed you that you will succeed in shoemaking, an angel came and he wanted to give you the success in shoemaking. And he asked all the people of the town, 'Where does Mr. So-and-so, the shoemaker, live?' And he also answered him that in this city, in this town, there is no shoemaker in the name that he mentioned. Therefore, the angel went back up with the blessing and success. Later, I blessed you with success in carpentry, and an angel came with success in his hand to give it to you. And he asked all the people of the city, 'Where does Mr. So-and-so, the carpenter, live?' And he also answered that in this town there is no so-and-so, the carpenter. And the angel went back up, because indeed there is a person here by the name that he mentioned. However, he is not a carpenter, rather he's a tinsmith. And so on and so on. And each time the angel went back up after he did not find the so-and-so who is engaging in this particular craft. Then the righteous told him, 'What can I do to you if every time you work with a different kind of job? Therefore, my blessings don't help you, since you are not able to receive the salvation over your desire, your deficiency, because each time you have a different deficiency.' And the allegory is that at the time that a person prays to the Creator and he sent salvation over his prayer, then when the salvation comes down, he already has a different deficiency and a different desire. Whereas if a person has a strong desire that, and he doesn't let another desire enter the body, then he can receive redemption over all the prayers and requests that he is asking for.
We are undergoing many changes in our inner work and external work, and it must not affect one another. Externally, we're advancing according to the pace of the world, whatever the world is willing to hear. I'll teach the lad according to his path. This lad is the whole world. Therefore, we need to relate to it in such way, whereby we internally need to be aiming at one goal, and to a very straight, very set directions, and although there are expressions, and although there are changes in those expressions, nevertheless, the quality, the image that is formed should be the same, however, in a more and more accurate, higher resolution, so that we are establishing before us the goal in a clearer fashion. Hence, you don't swap a profession, meaning that now I'm caring for although income, however, in different manners. The manners are also have to be similar, the way they are expressed or clothed in the group, how it is attained in the connection between us. And we are seeing the article isn't an article, it's just a little notes that as he was working on writing an article, so he's using a few verses to start with, just to get into the topic, as it was a customary in previous generations, because they were all familiar with the origins, with the stories from the Bible, whereby we, as we are no longer in all this knowledge, it's not part of us. Hence, these stories, those allegories, don't quite relate to us. Although between the lines we can understand, but we're not living it. Hence, it's good if we transfer it straight away into our discernments. Hence, what was written up to the time of the Ari was written in the language of the Midrash, predominantly, and from the time of Dari onwards, in the method of the Rebbe, was written in the style of, in the method of Kabbalah, Parzufim, Sefirot, etc. And also with respect to the spiritual work, we need to try and do meaning speaking of spiritual discernments in the language of Kabbalah. Then we're standing a better chance to understand one another, to pass it on to others as much as possible, in language that is understood by us without relating to the verses, although there's a lot to it. Yeah, there's a lot of depth in it. However, with respect to us and our generation, it doesn't speak to us. And also with respect to the people who are studying and still studying Torah from its infancy, they also, as they receive it, and by the time they get it out of the ordinary approach and try and see these verses in a manner of degrees and states within one person, as a person being a small world, it takes so much time that it's better off shifting into such language that will not allow room for misunderstanding. Therefore, what we need to learn from this article, as a matter of fact, that a person has to be very consistent in his exertion, in his engagement, that all the forms of this world that are constantly changing before him, and all the disturbances he's feeling in each and every moment, will take them first of all as the right disturbances on the path that are all coming from the same source, being this none else but him, and they are all aimed at pointing him towards the goal. If one relates to everything accordingly, then he should not be immersed in the disturbance, although it leads him to the goal. Rather, just take it as such, ascend above it, and connect from above it, connect to the goal. Thus, in each and every moment, in each and every situation, to examine oneself. Yesterday we spoke of man in a workshop. So we spoke of the fact that there's nothing more important than that, because by that our work concludes, the great work in order to focus the importance towards the goal, the greatness of the Creator, all that we want to attain, for it to rule our ego, our desire to receive, and will give it a different form. So, to establish, to stabilize the man, we need to work on it. And working on it is, as Rabash writes, and he liked a lot to talk about this sentence, that penny by penny accumulates into a big account. We used to hear it from him at least 10 to 20 times a day. What does it mean, penny by penny joins into a big account? So that in each and every moment in life, man accumulates, gather his efforts, that he arranges himself another moment, another moment. As he say in the letter where he aim all the, that he dedicate, he crown, reign all his moments into, it's a nice sentence. Hence we need to organize such a system of avut between us, rumor, a sensation that dwells in the air, how each and every moment we are aiming ourselves from less important states into more important states and determine what is more important, being the greatness, the importance of the Creator, that if He is important, then He rules me and each and every moment I am taking upon myself a new form over my desire to receive, over my presence and attitude towards life, constantly a new form, and from this form I'm looking at life, and once more another disturbance comes and some kind of a new calculation, and once more I'm doing so, and the penny accumulates. What is written there?
In letter 18, it's written, man has no reform except to direct all the moments that are present and destined to be, so that they would be dedicated to his great name.
Yeah, to greatness. So do not swap a profession. This is what we need. Yes, questions.
Student from the United States is asking, how do we truly reach the state where we have a strong desire that doesn't let any other desire enter the body, as he says here in the article?
Meaning, no matter how many desires we have, 613 desires, and no matter what, we always need to arrange them as much as we understand. I don't need to start digging in me, turn it into kind of a psychological inner scrutiny of what is happening with me. Rather, in the greatness and the importance of bestowal, of giving, of love, chibur, avut, of all the things that are outside of me, outside of my skin, my body, the more it is important in me versus what is within the body. So if a person arranges those things, two, yeah, only those two things, between them, one inside and one on the outside. Yes? That's it. If he's aiming himself correctly, according, it is desirable to establish it in such way that my direction, forgetting words here, so my direction is from within outwards, then that's it, at least in such manner. Each and every moment I need over and over again to try and be in such thought, and the habits become a second nature. By my effort, the light comes, more efforts, more light, more efforts, more light. Thus, it begins to arrange, to be being built from those very moments. It says, one has no counsel other than sanctify all his moments in life and guard them online, on track, more and more and more and more. This is what is called from Zion, the Torah will emerge. Specifically from Zion is the exit. So when you exit, you have a lack and a deficiency as you getting out. So specifically from there, you're asking for the light that reforms. So not from the ascents, from the descents, from the exits. Thus, you are as if adding another more and more and more and more until another letter and letter and letter until the whole book of Torah goes through you. Yes?
How do I take all this? We keep saying I and I and I. How do I take all of this to the work in the group?
The group must give you constantly, remind you of the importance of the Creator, the purpose of the unity, chibur, love, bestowal, outside of you and within the other, within the system, or the network of connection, etc., in all kind of manners. However, the topic is one topic. The group must constantly remind it to you, and you're taking upon yourself the responsibility to hold the group up, and the friends commit to you. Without it, it wouldn't work. To the extent of avud, there will be, to the extent of the observing your agreement, you will advance. If is there an agreement, or is just according to the clock, someone in the middle of the day ring your bell and then you remember to hear a lesson. If this is the case, it's not accordingly, to the extent that there are people who are claiming here, I'm already being here for 5 years, why get nothing out of it? So how many moments can you count in 5 years when you brought about an awakening or been awakened by others, but in a way that you are really attracted after them, canceled yourself, even in even participating in such a manner? Yeah, counting pages, you know, beforehand there are these diaries on the wall, yes, that they with a ring that each and every day had its own page, like as calendars. Is that how you erase it, cross it off in your diary? Is that what it means? 5 years went by. A year means an incarnation, that you are reincarnate anew in the next degree. Have you passed 5 years? In 5 years, there's 3 years. It's Vak and Ga. Are you go through it? Are you going through it?
I'm trying to understand what you're saying, but I'm asking myself another question. We need to finally reach, according to these professions of this person, we finally have to reach single request, a single demand, all of us together, right?
Right.
Now, if I every time think, I take what you just said in the beginning of the lesson and what we studied from here, I need to reach my thing, he is going to reach his thing. How do we unite it into a single demand, a single request?
If you are studying together from one source, speaking constantly together, repeating the words of the sources, I don't understand. How can it be that everyone will understand differently? I don't understand your question. How can it be that there'll be multiple opinions in those who are under the dominion of the group, under the dominion of the creator, under the dominion of the study material? Explain it to me, please. Where is it coming from that one will not understand each other?
I'll tell you, many times, this is how I feel, even with my wife at home, that each one of us hears the lesson and hears one of us hears it differently.
Don't bring me those external examples.
Okay, so talking to friends, sometimes we listen to the lesson, sometimes we talk afterwards, and it sounds like everybody took it differently once you said that each one of us has his own kelim.
I'm hearing in a workshop how you're talking. More or less, it is the same. Different expressions about a topic that it is clear that everyone take it as the same topic as one. However, it is everyone here differently is impressed by different aspects of the material. Once from Abash, once Bala Sulam, once a letter, once an article, once from Tas, once from... However, all in all, I don't understand the difference.
For example, the social committee gives us a certain exercise. Many times it's hard for me to connect, not to the topic, but also rather to the message behind what they're doing or the way they're saying it. It's completely different for me. It's hard for me to work with that. It's hard for me to take it with me the whole day. So the question is, how do we unite everything? I don't know if it's just our perception is different, or I don't know what's different, but how do we unite it so that we will all connect to the same thing? I'm not speaking. I'm sure there are some people who don't connect with my sentences.
Me too.
Fine. Now, maybe there are others who do. They may say, that's exactly what we were thinking.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about, it's hard for me to explain it, how do I take it to a place where everyone will all think together the same thought, and we'll finally reach the same demand and the same request? Because I understand from the article from here that certainly he's now not talking about me having to choose a certain request, and he has to choose another request. That way we won't reach the goal. We need to have one demand and one request.
I hardly understand your question. I'm telling you honestly, repeatedly. Seemingly, I won't be able to clothe in you. However, I do not find as yet a clear form in there that I can feel it as such. Try enter the friends, not to understand within, rather try and understand what's in them, how they are speaking like that, each and every one of them. By that, an integration will come and it will be clarified. Yes.
Jakub from Germany is asking how to feel more the entire world Kli and not just my limited group.
First of all, sometimes I receive response from the world Kli who are in the workshop, they're impressed, they feel along with us, and I'm there within the group, and really there's no distance, no disturbances on the net. And sometimes I feel that they are yet disappointed, why they're sitting here, that they're lacking something nevertheless. I don't know what's missing. And they should do all kind of arrangements as if they're here. Maybe put me on a greater screen, my face, or I don't know what will give them this imagination that they are together. I don't feel any difference. I feel all the groups, and I'm constantly looking at the screens. You see, I'm looking from the side, constantly on the screens that are on my right, you see? If you get me like that, and you see me looking sideways, it is because I'm looking at the screens. And particularly at the time of the workshop. So I'm not feeling you as being far, and especially when we're speaking of groups. Sometimes they're sitting and pondering at the ceiling. And that really concerns me and hurts me dearly. However, people who are participating, I really do not feel in them any lack. Besides, I really recommend go through the workshops over and over again with what the focus group is speaking and also without the focus group. And you'll see to what extent, workshop by workshop, you are advancing, you're truly ascending the degrees. It's hardly in a sense, because between each and every workshop there's a great gap, great distance, great ascent, and it will continue even further. So you need to attempt and digest the previous workshop prior to the next workshop. Yesterday was Sunday, and we have today, and tomorrow evening we have another workshop. Then come Wednesday, Thursday, and on Thursday, say, we have a workshop in the morning lesson, a theater workshop. Yes, Chub?
You said Tuesday and Thursday.
All right. Tuesday and Thursday, even Tuesday in the morning, then Friday as usual, and Saturday as usual, and Sunday as usual. In short, you have a lot of such activities. So, in each and every moment, you need to try and digest what you've been through, prior to being absorbed into your body, being digested, the thoughts and desires, it will be clear, will be familiar.
We'll move on to the next part from the Zohar.